The Milwaukee Brewers have had quite the offseason, and I've been lucky enough to sit here and walk it step by step with each and every one of you, and I cannot thank you enough. But like they say, all good things must come to an end. We'll discuss what exactly that means next. Stay tuned in. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers Podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow the show on Twitter, on Facebook, and over there on YouTube at Locked On Brewers. I am your host, Brandon Snyder, producer over at Wisconsin's radio station, WTMJ, and like you, a diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan. I'm actually recording this podcast literally just minutes away from American Family Field. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. I really, really appreciate you allowing me to steal some of your time this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you may be, to talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. And it's going to be an interesting episode today. There's going to be a message at the end of this podcast that I would encourage you guys to stick around and listen for. Some news going on with the Locked On Brewers podcast here. And I'm just grateful to be able to sit here and talk about the Milwaukee Brewers with you. And I kind of wanted to go over the whole season, the offseason as a whole. It's been interesting. If you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, it's been an interesting offseason. It started with the David Stearns exit late October, Matt Arnold taking over. Where was this team's direction going into free agency, going into hot stove, going into the winter meetings? And I've been hard on this Brewers team since I've taken over this podcast 2 months ago. I got to admit, I've been hard. I've been hard on Mark Attanasio over on Twitter. If you follow me, I've said some things. I don't think they're out of line. I don't think they're wrong, but I think it's speaking how a fan would talk about the direction of this organization and where exactly it is heading for the foreseeable future, and what I've called the golden age of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. It's been just a tremendous opportunity, I would say, the last 6 years to be a fan of this organization, and where they've come is tremendous. And a lot of that is thanks to Mark Attanasio. A lot of that is thanks to David Stearns, and a lot of that is to thanks to Craig Counsell. The whole winning culture, the environment, the people you've surrounded the Milwaukee Brewers with, it goes out to all of them. You know, winners at every position seemingly throughout the course of David Stearns and Craig Counsell, and hopefully now Matt Arnold. But I wanted to go over the offseason since I've taken over this podcast, what we've done here at the Locked On Brewers. And our first episode when I took over was Colton Wong getting traded. I was actually preparing to record the first episode, and I had a buddy message me and he basically told me as I was getting ready, Colton Wong to Seattle. And it was one of the first moves for me to talk about on this podcast. And it was shocking to say the least. And not shocking. I think it was more shocking that they picked up his option. We kind of knew that trade was coming, but it was shocking to see the direction of where the franchise was going. They traded second baseman Colton Wong off to Seattle for Jesse Winker and infielder Abraham Toro. And that was a move that I think a lot of Brewers fans fell 50-50 on. I didn't mind it one bit. I thought it was a decent move, especially if you can get a healthy Jesse Winker. We've seen the numbers that he's able to do at American Family Field. Heck, we've talked about the numbers he can do throughout the course of the National League Central in general, against the Cubs, against the Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, and so on. Toro is just another guy, a Craig Counsell guy, as I like to call him, can kind of play second base. He can play third base. He can plug him in here and there, and he can do things for you. And people that have been on this podcast, Ben Ranieri, who covers the Seattle Mariners, is extremely high on him. So Adam Kunos from the Bullpen Podcast, he's big on him. If you've missed any of those two episodes, you can always go back and check them out. They're big on Abraham Toro. So I thought that was a good move for the Milwaukee Brewers. And then you fast forward about a week and a half, the biggest news, right, was William Contreras. And you scroll back and you go back a couple episodes in the middle of December, Tim Dillard and myself are actually on a podcast. We're recording it. Obviously, you guys know how lockdown works. You record the day before, usually, or a couple days in advance. We were breaking down the prospects to look out for. You know, we were breaking down who to watch out for in Biloxi and who to watch out for in Nashville. And we get word that William Contreras is a Milwaukee Brewer. And at the time, we didn't know what the trade package was. And it was kind of fun to just sit there and scroll and update because you're worried, like William Contreras, all-star catcher DH last year for the Atlanta Braves, who got Sean Murphy in a trade with Oakland in a three-team trade. Obviously, Contreras comes to Milwaukee. We weren't sure who it was going to be. Was it Terrain? Was it Frelick? Was it Weimer? You know, was it Mitchell? You, in my head, you know, you didn't want it to be. Obviously, those are your top guys. You didn't think it was probably a very outside chance at the time that it was Jackson Churio. But we didn't know. Obviously, it came out Estuary Ruiz, and that was it. And it was kind of shocking, to say the least, for William Contreras, a position of need for the Milwaukee Brewers. So I give owner Mark Gattanasio, I give president of baseball operations Matt Arnold an A-plus on that trade, a phenomenal trade. And if Jesse Winker turns into what we know Jesse Winker can turn into, that's an A-plus trade because you're getting out of what you got out of Colton Juan, who struggled offensively. And he was a good – his power numbers, 15 home runs last year, were good. But offensively, he was inconsistent. And you know, there's really no secret. I think Jesse Winker and Colton Juan are on the back nine of their careers likely. And Jesse Winker, if he can stay healthy, you know, is a solid piece going into a contract year. So you'll have some motivation there for outfielder Jesse Winker. So – really good trades. And obviously we didn't talk about Hunter Renfroe being traded, which happened before I took over this podcast, but Hunter Renfroe was another big trade. He was your best hitter last year. Colton Juan was your second best hitter. Hunter Renfroe in a trade with the Los Angeles Angels, you get a couple pitchers back. I'm pretty high on Jason Junk, a hard throwing guy. I think he's going to be a vital piece out of that bullpen, but time will tell exactly how that fits. But you can see the direction that the organization's going, right? You can see where Matt Arnold's kind of taken expiring contracts. And I know Jesse Winker's on an expiring contract, but you got 4 years of control, or 5 years of control, I'm sorry, of William Contreras, right? You got 4 years of control of Abraham Toro. So you got guys, obviously, that outside of Winker that come in those two trades that you are able to have some control. And Peguara and Jason Junk, Elvis Peguara, that is, who was also included in that trade. But you can kind of see the direction where president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, wants to take things, right? He wants hard throwers out of the bullpen. He wants guys that can consistently provide on offense. You would imagine you get that out of William Contreras. If he's a, whatever he did last year, produces in Milwaukee, an all-star again. We've missed the episode with Paul Byrd, former big league pitcher, now works for Bally on Braves. He called him, and I'm quoting him, the potential to be the best catcher in baseball. That's huge for a guy in Ruiz where you didn't really have a spot for him. And I don't know if he's a starter at the major league level. Obviously, when you get him on the base paths, I mean, he's going to steal some bases, setting records down in the minor leagues last year. But again, you see where the direction of Matt Arnold and Mark Gattanasio was going. They want younger guys. They're trying to change over a little bit of what was here in the past few years. Colton Juan, part of the team for the last 2 years. Hunter Renfroe, who they just acquired for Jackie Bradley Jr. Maybe some clubhouse issues. I can't really confirm nor deny. Needless to say, he's out of Milwaukee, and you're able to bring in a couple guys off for the bullpen. You're able to bring in a William Contreras. You're able to bring in Jesse Winker and Abraham Toro. I thought those three moves were very, very good for the organization. And I thought they were excellent from a youth standpoint and from an offensive standpoint, especially for what you want the organization, what you want this team to look like in 2023. Coming up next, we got a message for you guys from me to you. And we're going to break a little bit more down of the offseason. But first, the NFL playoffs are here. And if you're new to FanDuel, you guys haven't checked out FanDuel, that makes it even better. They have so many great features that makes sports betting fun and easy. New customers. FanDuel is the new sportsbook for Locked On. You guys got to check them out. If you're new, it's even better, really, because if you join today, you can get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, bet $5, get $150 over there at FanDuel. Just sign up, FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to even player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay. It's all on the app. It's safe. It's secure. Super, super easy. If you're getting ready for the Super Bowl, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets. Win or lose at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment with FanDuel more. Official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Breaking down a little bit of what this Brewers offseason has been. Keep in mind, there is not really been a whole lot of news on the Brewers front. There really hasn't been a whole lot of news on the baseball front. Shout out to Jazz Chisholm, who's on the cover of the MLB The Show 23. But outside of that, there hasn't been a whole lot going on. Pitchers and catchers getting ready to report here about 3 weeks or so, roughly, out there in sunny Arizona. And I just wanted to go over what this offseason has been, what it's looked like for the Milwaukee Brewers since I have taken over this podcast 2 months ago. We talked about Colton Wong being traded. We talked about Hunter Renfro being traded. We've talked about the acquisition of William Contreras. Now, there's been some other moves, you know, good, solid moves, I think, that will solidify this roster going into 2023. Owen Miller's a guy, a Craig Counsell guy, talked about it, Abraham Toro. You can plug him in. You can play anywhere in the infield. He just has the ability to be flexible. Wade Miley is a guy that the Milwaukee Brewers picked up. We talked about Wade Miley here on this podcast. We've talked about what he can do for your rotation, and not only what he can do for your rotation, but if you insert him into that 4th and 5th starting roles, which we assume, we're guessing here, that that's where Wade Miley is going to go. That bumps out somebody else, but that's okay, because you don't have many high leverage lefties outside of Hobby Milner in your bullpen. So Ethan Small, a bullpen option. Aaron Ashby, although I think Aaron Ashby has the stuff to be a starter. It's an interesting proposition that Craig Counsell is going to be faced with here early into 2023, going into spring training. But again, you have the flexibility. And I think if you're Craig Counsell, that's really all you want, right? Like, and we've seen him use it before. We've seen him use that flexibility. All right. So, you know, that's a good move. Justin Topa, who I was high on last year, he was traded to Seattle for right-hander Joseph Hernandez. And if you haven't seen any film, you haven't seen any footage of Joseph Hernandez, check him out. I highly recommend checking out Joseph Hernandez. He's a guy that I think is going to play a part in this bullpen going into 2023. And I think he's a guy that you just have, have the flexibility, and you have the ability to kind of plug him in and go from there and have, you know, multiple arms out there. Because we all know how baseball works. It's a long season. Injuries are unfortunately going to happen, and that's just a part of it. They did designate first baseman John Singleton. That was last week. Not sure if we necessarily covered that, but they also signed a free agent in Brian Anderson at third base. And if you get the Brian Anderson that we've seen in 2019, now he wasn't healthy the past few years, but if you get the Brian Anderson of a few years ago, a 112 OPS plus from 2019, you may have somewhat solidified third base position that you assumed was going to be where Luis Urias, but now you were able to use Luis Urias and a multiple ways. Obviously, he can play third. He's played second. He's played short. We've seen him at short before, the Willie Adames trade. It's not great, but you know, you got to give Willie a day off here and there. That's not a bad spot to put Luis Urias for the day, or but also for injuries too, because we, like we talked about with the bullpen, there's unfortunately going to be injuries. That's just part of the game. Now, the things that are bad, well, there's not a whole lot. You know, we'll talk about Corbin Burnes, but I think we'll continue with the good here before we get to the bad. You're able to strike a deal with 13 out of your 14 arbitration eligible players, which is good. You know, Brandon Woodruff, Willie Adames, headlining that list. And I think that's pretty good. Now, the one bad, I guess people and myself would have said, is the Corbin Burnes situation. And I just want people to understand where I'm coming from with this. I understand where arbitration works. I understand how it works. I was just upset to see that was the difference between the Milwaukee Brewers and Corbin Burnes. And I think it was roughly around the $740,000 mark. And I understand they have the ability to get that rectified prior to going to a hearing in front of a judge, but he's your best pitcher, maybe in franchise history, right? Probably. Ben Sheets may have an argument, but I think Corbin Burnes is right there with Ben Sheets, if not better than Ben Sheets. I was hoping they would just give him kind of what he was at asking price. I think it was right around 10.5, if I'm not mistaken, 10.7. They offered 10.1. You know, you hope that going forward, this doesn't have an ugly mark, right, on the relationship between Corbin Burnes, his representation, and the Milwaukee Brewers. You hope that whatever it is can get figured out, and there's no hard feelings. And I understand how these things work. They, you know, it's a business first. I get that. But a guy that's been there really since you've called him up, we've seen him out of the bullpen in the NLCS in 2018. He's been your ace, you know, the last few years. And it's a guy that you just, if I'm the Milwaukee Brewers, I want to keep long-term, and you got to figure out a way to do that. And if you're not able to do that, then what are you going to do with Corbin Burnes, who has 2 years remaining of control? Is it this offseason that you maybe look at trading him? Is it maybe at the trade deadline of this year? Do you find a contender who thinks they're in a 2-year window and you're able to get a king's ransom? You know, those are things that Mark Attanasio, the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers and president of baseball operations, new president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, have to really kind of examine and figure out. And as far as the direction of the organization, you just hope that gets figured out sooner than later. And overall, I think it's been a pretty good offseason. I know I've been hard on him. I gave him a 5 out of 10 last week as a grade out of 10. It's been good. It's not been great, but it's not been bad either. And I think most Brewers fans are kind of right there, right? You get your catcher of the future in William Contreras. You got Willie Adames on arbitration. You hope that's another one you can get figured out long-term. He agreed to the pre-arbitration deal of $8.7 million, but you hope that long-term you get some of these guys figured out, right? You want Brandon Woodruff here. You want Corbin Burnes here, and you want Willie Adames here. If you don't want them here, then are you ready to win? And what's your window look like if that's not the case? And are you rebuilding? Are you restarting? I've said it before, and I'll end it with this. I believe that this Milwaukee Brewers team championship window is still open. I firmly believe that. You can call me a homer. You can laugh. You can put pause on the podcast. You can shut the podcast down if you're listening. I still think it is. If you get some offensive consistency, you have the pitching to take you into October. You do. You absolutely do. Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta. We've talked about Wade Miley being your back end. You got Devin Williams, who's now going into 2023, knowing he's the closer. Mentally and physically, he's preparing to be that guy. You have a solid bullpen. Could be better. Sure, most people's can, but it's still pretty darn good. And you have the depth that most teams would absolutely love to have. You just have to find that offensive consistency. What are you going to get out of Christian Yelich? Are we just going to have to adapt to a new type of Christian Yelich? Those power numbers just clearly aren't there. But if you can get that OPS plus up to 120, 125, I'm fine where we're Christian Yelich. This is at $26 million per year. You want to see obviously more. However, you have other guys that are able to step up in that power role. William Contreras, Jesse Winker. Are they going to be able to be consistent on offense? That would be the key. Obviously, Willie Adames falls in that offensive category as well. And defensively, they're pretty good. I mean, I think they're pretty good. You're going to see a lot of hopefully the younger guys throughout the course of 2023, Bryce Terrain, Joey Weimer, Sal Frelick, who cracked, I think, number 30 on baseball's top 100 prospects. Jackson Churio coming in at in the top, I want to say seven. I could be mistaken, but he's the highest ranked Brewer since Orlando Arcia. So you got talent at the younger points where you need them. So I think this organization's headed in the right direction. And I think good things are coming. And I do think that the Cardinals right now are slightly ahead of you. If you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan like me, and if you're rooting for the Brewers, you look at the Cardinals and you're like, man, Arenado, Goldschmidt, you added Wilson Contreras. Like, offensively, it's a tough team. Ryan Helsley at the back end of their bullpen. But I think if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, your starting pitching's better than the Cardinals. You just got to be able to find your consistency offensively. If I had to pick, I would still say the Cardinals, unfortunately. But I think that the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be right there. And if they, like I've said, if they can find that offensive consistency, I'm taking the Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm hoping for good things in 2023. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcast. I told you guys we had a little bit of a message here going into the end of the show, and it pains me to say this. It pains me. I'm a little sad. You know, I'm a little upset, and it's only been 2 months, and I've connected with so many of you over there on Twitter, on Facebook. So many of you guys have left me messages of encouragement. So many of you guys have followed me and liked my stuff and retweeted the podcast. So many of you guys have been so supportive. It hurts me only after 2 months to have to announce that this is my last Locked On Brewers podcast, and it's completely on good terms. Everybody is happy. Thank you to Jeff Carr, the MLB channel manager, who has just been tremendous in his leadership at Locked On for the Major League Baseball channel, doing everything he can to grow not only the Locked On Brewers channel, but all of baseball. He's done such a tremendous job, and he entrusted me with taking over this podcast, and we've delivered for 2 months. Thanks to all of you. It couldn't have been done without all of you. You guys are the ones that are subscribing. You guys are the ones that are liking the show. You guys are the ones that are hitting play. It's all because of you. I will not ever take any credit for what you guys have blessed me with, and that's just support. You've given me your support. I'm moving on to a career promotion within WTMJ. You'll probably see, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see eventually what that means. But it was an opportunity that was presented to me that professionally is the next step in what is hopefully a long broadcasting career, and I'm excited to get started with that. But I have to step aside from the Locked On Brewers podcast. Scheduling conflicts just wouldn't work out. But I just wanted to take this last few minutes to just thank you guys. I've gotten so many good messages, so many, encouragement. You know, when things are tough in the offseason for Major League Baseball, and there isn't always a whole lot to talk about, you guys always are able to be there for me. You're always able to say, hey, good show, good stuff. I know it's tough. Hey, that was really good. To the 8 of you that joined me on the Fan Feature Friday, thank you. To each and every one of you, thank you. It was so cool to be able to hear a voice of the fans, right? Voice of the fans of the Milwaukee Brewers, fans of the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you to all of you for, you know, joining me, David, Levi, Brian, Jordan. I mean, Tyler, I mean, the list kind of goes on and on. You guys were just tremendous with that and getting the messages. And we did the fantasy draft. We did the be a GM and be a owner, and we had fun with it. And I thought it was unique, and I thought it was special. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. That's because of you. Thank you for all of you for volunteering. Thank you for your interest in the Fan Feature Friday. I hope it was an experience for you. I hope whoever takes this podcast over, maybe they continue it. And I know Jeff's going to do a darn good job at making sure whoever takes this podcast over does a good job. And I trust him, and I trust whoever's coming in next to do the same. For those that could not get on the Locked On Brewers Fan Feature Friday, I am, from the bottom of my heart, apologize. If I could get everybody on here, I would have. This job opportunity kind of came out of out of nowhere. I didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it did. However, things happen, and that's just life, and it is what it is, and we move on. But at the end of the day, we're all Brewers fans. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you guys, there is no Locked On Brewers. There's no me. There's no support. There's nothing. And we all want to celebrate a Milwaukee Brewers championship. So if you maybe see me down at the ballpark this summer, this spring, feel shy to say hi. I'll buy you a drink if you're of age. We'll chit chat and we'll have fun. But thank you. Thank you guys. I mean it. For the last time, signing off on this podcast, I am your host, Brandon Snide. And as always, it is always going to stay this way. Go Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.